I watched a terrible yet delightful Drew Barrymore movie yesterday. I don't know why. I felt like being lazy. The weather was terrible. So I thought, I'm going to watch.
Can you give it a go?
Yes.
What service? Tell me that first.
It is Netflix.
Okay. So accessible.
Or Amazon. I don't remember.
Okay. All right.
Doesn't matter. You're not going to watch it. It's called.
You don't know me.
That's true. It is called The Stand-In.
The Stand-In.
And it's so dumb. And Drew Barrymore, oh my God, it's just like you've never seen her before, but yet you have. So it's basically, just look at what she looks like.
Oh, man. She plays both parts.
She swears a lot. Otherwise, I would share the trailer. I'm not sure if there's swearing in it, but... Oh, my God. So it's basically one of those twins movies.
Yes. She's playing both parts.
So she plays a movie star, a comedic movie star.
Mm-hmm.
Who, like, she's like a Jim Carrey kind of character.
Goofy.
Sort of. Yes. Falls down a lot. Yeah. Stupid. So she plays a movie star, and then her stand-in... who looks like her, but with maybe a prosthetic nose, you know, that's maybe a little bigger. She wants out of the business. The stand-in needs the work. So she ends up taking over the movie star's life. And then craziness ensues. And I'm sitting there watching it and going, why am I watching this? I told myself I was going to watch the Ernest Hemingway docuseries. And I'm watching. It's like so bad.
It looks so bad. It was made in 2020, yes. Which is amazing that this is new. And this is a plot, I feel like, that is used a lot, right? Like, we've seen this in a lot of movies where it's like, oh, I'm sick of being rich. I wish there was a lookalike switch. That, I can't believe. Like, I do want to watch it.
I'm glad I watched it. I never watch like goofy movies like that.
Yeah.
But she's adorable. It's on Netflix, by the way. I want to see what Rotten Tomatoes has to say about it.
They've got things to say.
They're going to rip it apart, aren't they?
Well, they gave it 31%, so that's not great. It's actually not that bad for them, though.
31%.
They say this satire misfires. This film meanders somewhere between comedy-ish and drama-ish, never managing either. They're not big fans of it. A missed opportunity, says one critic.
Well, and Drew looks like... little things bother me, like her hair color is so yellow.
Yeah.
And so bad. But I don't know if that's how she really wants it. And then she's a brunette in other scenes. And then there's a boyfriend stealing thing. And
people are not fans of this movie. I watched, you know, and so weird because are you somebody who falls back on what you know often with streaming?
Yes.
Me too.
Very much so.
And it's really bad. I'm obsessed with BoJack Horseman and my husband.
Oh, I never watched it.
It's really good. I mean, it's quirky. It's definitely like, I don't usually recommend it, but it's one of my go-tos. It walks the line between humor and tragedy so well.
Oh, wow.
That you'll feel feelings, and it's wild, right? Because it's like a cartoon.
Right.
So I've been watching that a lot, and I told myself the other day, I'm like, I'm going to watch a movie. That I have this list going, right, on Netflix. You make this list. It's like, my future me is going to watch all this. And you never do. And finally, I was like, you know what? I'm going to hit one. And I watched Moxie. Did you see Moxie?
I am not. I'm putting it on the list.
It was, if you have somebody in the, I would say like teen age group, female or, you know, young lady.
I'm already listening because this is my jam.
Then she should be watching this. It is so good. It's got, oh my goodness. It's got, what's her name? Amy Poehler in it. And then a bunch of young actresses and actors.
It's a movie.
And it's. Like this, you know, Amy Poehler is this mom who kind of embarrasses her because she used to be this feminist rock star kind of type. And her daughter's going through it and trying to kind of stay under the radar in high school. And she's just like, you know what? I'm over this. And so she starts making this little newspaper and hiding it in the girl's bathroom. They're called Moxie. And taking back, it's going to punch the patriarchy right in the face.
Oh, that's a cute concept.
It's adorable. And there was a lot of funny parts. I can't say it was always like a realistic thing, but I thought to myself, because my husband watched it with me, and he even was saying all the pulling all this insight, like, wow, I never really thought about things like dress code in school and how sexist it was towards, you know, I could have gotten away with anything dress code wise, but anybody with, you know, big boobs would have had, you know, getting written up and all that stuff.
Mini skirts and all that stuff.
And it was little things like that where it was just kind of fun to watch. And it's fun to see these movies made where you're like, oh, like this is a great example for a look. And it's fun. So.
Okay. That's my kind of movie. I love any coming of age stuff. I'm obsessed with Pen 15.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It is so good.
You don't realize how funny it's going to be until you start watching it. Like,
oh my God. I laugh out loud every time.
The optimism that we all had at that age, that we're like, oh my God, is everyone looking right now when I took my sweater off and I'm revealing like my one piece that's got a skirt on it? Like, is he looking? I know. And like the best friend optimism is like everything.
It's so good. Have you watched it, Grant?
Yeah, I'm on episode 4, I believe, or 5, 4 or 5.
Stick with it, because that, the littler one of the two.
Yeah, yeah.
She's amazing. So is the other one. The other character, and by the way, these are like 33-year-old women playing 13-year-old girls very believably.
Very believably. They have the insecurities, yet that that crazy confidence with things. And
oh, so funny.
Oh, it's the writing is amazing.
I mean, you just remember being in, you know, junior high and going through all that stuff. The one girl reminds me, did you guys ever watch The Middle?
Yes.
The Sue Hecht character.
Yes.
So much so. Oh. It's just really, really well done.
It's like the idea, even the mouthpieces they have, the like, we're, you know, the braces and everything, it just puts you right back in it. And how you know so much about your crush and you know they don't know you at all.
Oh, it's so
And you're
great.
Still optimistic that it's somehow going to end, be like you and Tyler in the end. And oh, it's so good.
It's great.
I love how true they are to the generation that they're playing to as well, you know.
Yes.
Like, like even like the sneakers,
the 2000
like the sneakers, they even have like a bit where they show like the Adidas Superstars. You remember how big those were back? I mean,
of course I do.
Every little detail about that show, not only is it funny, but they hit every detail on it, which is really fantastic.
They are great. And I think those two women wrote or are part of the writing team.
Mm-hmm. I believe so. Yeah, I think it was their premise and everything. And they may have picked up more writers, but I do think it was originally just them. And
fantastic.
I can't believe they're 30. I can't believe their age.
They're like your age.
I know. It's amazing.
I could see you playing a 13-year-old.
Thank you. I do try to make fashions work often. So
I love that. I love that about you.
Thank you.
You could find this on Hulu, by the way. It's called Pen 15. And yours, Moxie, is on Netflix?
Yes, mine's on Netflix.
Okay.
It was fun. We're definitely watch it with a girl, like a young girl, because it's just, there's not a lot out there for that age group.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I'm going to watch it.
No, not you. I meant you.
Yeah, you meant the you. The
I meant
collective
the
you.
World, you, the our 8 million listeners.
Oh, we went up a couple since Steve left.
Yeah, no, that's happened.
Crazy. All right, when we come back, I have got, according to a new study, the COVID edition, I've got some stats that I'll share with you. And Brittany's going to tell you how to get men to get vaccinated. We'll discuss all of that coming up next on My Talk.
Hey, big shout out to our friends at Chill Boys for sponsoring our podcast.
Yes, Chill Boys is local. They make really comfortable and cooling men's underwear. The fabric is breathable and flexible because it's made from bamboo with a little smidge of spandex, and you could get a great deal right now on your first purchase.
Yeah, you go to chillboys.com and then use the promo code MYTALK when you're there. What will await you besides a great deal? How about the most comfortable fabric that you will ever put over your nether regions? You need to believe me when I tell you that, because it's true. I've tried all sorts of different kinds, including some really big names out there that say we have the most comfortable. Nay, said the horse, you do not. The Chill Boys are so comfortable. They're made of this bamboo fabric, which is just like made up of cumulonimbus clouds. It feels so good. It is so cool. And my groin has been super happy with me ever since I made the switch.
Good to know. Great for biking, hiking, fishing, working out. No wedgies, no chafing, no odor. You guys, you got to try these.
Go to chillboys.com. Don't forget to use that promo code MYTALK. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
You're listening to Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Just kidding. Steve is out. He's on vacation. He will be back next Wednesday. Brittany is filling in, hanging with me, and I am Grant. And we got a study. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
See my body? Yes.
Boo-ya-boo.
Oh, wait. I thought there was a song.
There is.
And the song.
Studies have shown that.
Several long-term studies have shown.
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown.
And here with their findings are study buddies.
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
I was just messing with you. Want to make sure you're paying attention.
That was seamless. Coming in live here at the studio, we have a study. Some people are food motivated. Some people are like me, you're Netflix motivated. How can you get to the couch? Some people, believe it or not, are sex motivated. Did you know this?
Yes.
So we've got one to help you out. If you got those people in your life who are like, I don't want that vaccine. There could be a microchip in it. Real chip. I'm not sure. Don't worry. We've got your help, especially when it comes to males. They have recently found out. Now imagine six times something. Six times is a huge amount. 600% more likely something's going to happen if you get COVID. And in this case, for men, you are six times more likely to have erectile dysfunction.
Oh, that'll get them motivated.
Yeah, if you get COVID. Whoa. So,
but is it long lasting?
No, it's not. That's the problem. Get it?
Is it permanent, I guess, is what I'm asking?
As of right now, we don't know. They're saying that, yes, possibly. But as you know, studies and science is ever changing. And at the moment, people are still suffering long-term effects of COVID-19. And one in six men are seeing that they are having erectile dysfunction problems. So
good to know.
Is that the new headache? Like, I have a headache and I had COVID. Not funny. No.
You just threw us off on headache.
I know. I was like, what? Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. The old age excuse. I have a
especially
headache.
Especially that term. I was like, what?
I don't know. I see where you're going.
Wrong crowd. Mm-hmm. Dirty minds.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, so I think that's pretty good motivation for some of us. Some of us are like me, where I'm just like, tell me to get a vaccination, I'll get it.
Just tell me what to do.
I tell me what to do so I can eventually, you know, eat ice cream in public.
Right.
But yeah.
You're fully vaccinated.
I'm fully vaccinated.
That's
excellent.
Pfizer. Friday, I'm Pfizer. I get my second. You're Pfizer too?
Pfizer too.
Nice.
Oh, okay. And I'm not like, it's going to get real. Like, I feel like this is going to be a topic of conversation at parties, but Pfizer sounds classy.
I have an aunt who worked for Pfizer for many, many years.
Wow.
And right when Viagra was coming on the market, she was telling me, she's like, our company's so excited. There's this blood pressure, I think, medicine.
I think it was originally made for that.
Or a heart medicine that has side effects that is just going to blow up in a different form as far as the popularity. And she was right.
She was very correct.
Anyway, check that. Also related to COVID, we finally have too much toilet paper.
Interesting.
Toilet paper sales were down 4% in January, and that's because so many people stocked up last year and they're still working through those supplies. Last year, Americans spent $11 billion on toilet paper, and that's $2 billion more than the year before, or than the average year.
That's absolutely wild. I bet you, yeah, there's a lot. Did you guys eventually stock up? Are you now going through your toilet paper?
I have always bought my toilet paper at Costco.
Me too.
We are all the same people.
Yeah. So I may have bought an extra thing of toilet paper just in case. So, yeah, I'm always good on toilet paper. I never run out of toilet paper.
I think that I had Costco also as like a single person for a long time, a membership. And buying toilet paper only every 6 months is the best gift you can give yourself.
It's fantastic. I use Costco to buy like the things that you need, regardless. Yeah. No matter who you are, you need toilet paper. You probably need paper towels.
Yeah.
You know, dog food, stuff like that.
I love their dog food.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about the thing that Steve went on a 20-minute rant about.
Yes.
The cauliflower frozen pizza.
I could kill him for that.
I could also, I'm sick of him blowing up my spot with things. And that is one of my best kept secrets. I get that he's the man of the people, but I am not. I am selfishly hoarding those.
He's
are amazing.
An imperfect man. Trust me, I'm an imperfect, imperfect man.
Speaking of toilet papers, did any of you guys buy into the bidet?
No.
I have one.
So do we.
It's amazing.
Do you love it?
I love it.
Use it every day?
Every day, Costco.
I mean, I have, like, a faucet right next to the toilet. Why am I going to spend money, you know? Like, I have a bathtub.
Can you get your leg up?
I could just squat in my bathtub or, wipes.
I know, but it's nice.
You have one, don't you?
We both do, yeah. It's something special, Donna. You should get one for the mansion.
Can I come over?
Yeah, I have made many people. We have two things that I have really bad boundaries with that I make people get in. One is our bed that is moves. It's like the one that
you get to lift the back. Yeah.
I have one too.
And I make people sit in it all the time because I go, it's actually super comfy because it's like zero gravity. And I act like I'm part of the company because I must have stock in it because the way that I sell it to people. And then I also make people go on our bidet because it's just nice.
It is.
Must be nice, guys.
Oh, but they're not expensive.
No.
But also, I will have to say this because people ask, you still use, I would say, the same amount of toilet paper.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yep, ask away.
Where's the water source coming from?
There's options. You can get it where it's heated and you have a heater in the coil heats it, but it pulls it from the back of the tank.
So it's...
But ours is room temp and it's fine.
So it's pulling...
The unused water still. You know how there's... Okay, mm-hmm. So yep, with toilet, and in a toilet, they have the water in the back of the tank ready to refill the bowl. Okay. That's unused water. And that's, you know, the mechanisms of the gravity of
it
shooting down.
So that's what's
hitting
your butt.
That pulls it from there and shoots it at your booty. And other places, if you'd like.
I love you. No, I have a tub with jets.
I love that. Like, you're equating that to, like, you keep it your bathtub full of water and just do this, like, squat dip every time after.
Bird bath.
Just, nope. All right. Back to my day.
No, I didn't mean that. I just meant I would just, you know, stick whatever you need to under the running faucet.
Yeah, that's wild.
Or I have a shower that you know, a shower head that comes off.
Yeah, you do.
How many times has that been involved in your
that's
routine?
True. No, because you have to take your pants off.
I mean, at least, like, ankle-esque, like, you're going to rock the romper.
All right.
But yeah.
How much does one of those set you back?
They're not bad. I swear you can get, like... Very reasonable at Amazon. We got our place, a local place, because I'm terrible at that. But there's bidets in general are not as expensive as you think. If you can find somebody who can install it, you can get it for about $30.
No.
Yep.
Do you think Costco has them?
Yep.
Then I might get four.
Why do I think Grant got his at Costco?
I did.
You did?
My bidet?
Yeah.
Yes, I got it at Costco. Huh. No joke.
I remember things. That.
This is great. All right, we're about to play a game. We need to get a millennial on the line to be a lifeline for me and a Gen Xer. We're going to play the Millennial X Games. There's a prize on the line for you. 651-641-1071.
You know, sometimes the hardest part about going to the gym is literally going to the gym. That's where the Y comes in. When you become a YMCA of the North member, you get free access to Virtual Y. 5 to 6 live streams daily on fitness, well-being, cooking, and more. Plus, if you join by April 30th, you'll get $0 enrollment and a free personal training session, too. Go to ymcanorth.org.
I'm answering Brittany's fan mail over here.
I told you, I've got a big family.
People are loving you, girl.
Oh, shut.
Yeah, people want to see you. So if you could step it up tomorrow, maybe.
I know.
For the camera.
I'm gonna wear my big Nike shoes and maybe take a shower. Is what I'm learning. I have to do daily.
That'd be a good start. Mm. No, I'm kidding. You always look beautiful.
Oh, shut it.
Here's the deal. We're gonna play the Millennial X Games on the Donna and Steve Show with Brittany.
Yes.
I believe we need to get.
No, we got one.
We're good.
We're good.
We got both of our lifelines ready to go.
Yep.
Okay, then I'm going to hit this button that I can't seem to locate.
Yeah.
Damn it.
You are.
I'm a professional. Don't you dare try this at home.
I would never.
Let's see if that's
Generation
it.
Yeah, I did it. X versus Millennials.
Yeah, we are.
These
are the Millennial X Games.
Yeah.
Steve, the Millennial.
I can't even.
Versus Donna, the Gen Xer.
Like, totally awesome.
And here's your host, I am Grant.
How's it going, guys?
Good. Exciting.
Well, we have some new things that Rocco got us today. We got some audio clues to kind of help out with. So we're gonna try this out, see how this goes.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, Donna, as I do the clue, then start the timer, because I don't want to take away from time to answer the question.
Sure. If it's part of the question, yes.
Okay, some of them aren't. Some of them are more just additional. So what we'll do is we'll have some fun with it. But let's talk to our lifeline. So we're playing the Millennial X Games, and Brittany is in for Steve today. Brittany is our Millennial,
yep.
And Donna is our Gen X. So each of them are going to have a lifeline of the opposite generation to help them out through this game. And we'll talk to Donnie, who is Brittany's lifeline, first.
What up, Donnie?
Hello!
Yeah, girl! We gonna dominate. I'm good. Donnie is actually, word on the street is, she does the puppy parties for secondhand hounds.
Oh, awesome.
Indeed.
She might be a ringer that I just texted, but I don't know. I don't know anything about texting. I'm a millennial.
All right, Donnie. So
that's fine.
What we'll do is we'll call upon you when Brittany needs help with one of her questions, okay?
All in. I'm ready.
All right, girl. You'll be our lifeline. Now let's talk to our other lifeline, Andrea, and that is our millennial lifeline. Andrea, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Let's go, Donna.
All right. Woo! Okay, so Andrea is a millennial.
Yes.
Got it.
I'm
perfect.
Yes.
So we will call on you when we need your help. All right, Andrea?
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. Stay on hold for us. And what we'll do is now, since Steve won last week, normally he would pick who would go first. We'll give that option to Brittany.
Sure.
I'm going to let you and Andrea, who also feels like a betrayal of millennials, to be attacking me, but you and Andrea can go first, Donna.
Okay, me and Andrea going first.
Yeah.
All right.
Should I spin?
Yes, we're going to need you to spin, Donna.
That is a heavy wheel.
Movies.
Okay.
Movies. Movies is your first topic here. And let's go with the question. In 1993... comic fantasy film Hocus Pocus tells the story of Sanderson sisters, three witches played by Bette Midler, Kathy, I'm sorry, Najmi?
Najimi.
Najimi, and who is the third?
Oh my God, I can't remember.
My lucky rat's tail.
It's not Cher. Was it Cher? Cher was in another one.
Rocco, you devious man.
Darn it! I don't want to use my lifeline yet, but I might need to. Jimmy.
Bette Midler, and who is the third?
I'm going to say shh.
What are you going to say, bro?
No, that was the Jack Nicholson movie, The Witches. I'm just going to say Cher. I know. No, I'm going to go to Andrea. Andrea.
All right, Andrea, can you help Donna with this question here? What was
the... Yes, I can. I love Hocus Pocus.
Of course
it's Sarah Jessica Parker.
Of course it is! Yes! My lucky rat's tail.
Nice job, Andrea. So now if you could just wait on hold, that was her one lifeline. So we'll see. Hopefully she wins and you can get yourself a prize, okay?
You used it on the first question.
I had to.
I love that movie.
It's confidence. Confidence, Donna. Nice job.
I could see the poster, though, with the electrical stuff coming out of their hands.
Aren't they making a new one of those?
Oh, of course they are. The sequel. Yes.
Right?
Yes, I'm quite obsessed.
All right. Well, can you spin the wheel for me, Brittany?
One more time. I missed it.
Music.
Oh,
okay.
No.
This one looks like it has a clue. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say the question, and then we're going to play the audio, and then we'll start the timer. All right? Here we go. We all remember the gender-binding lead singer of the Culture Club, Boy George.
Mm-hmm.
But do you remember Pete Burns? He was the androgynous singer for the band with two top 20 hits in the 80s, You Spin Me Right Round Like a Record, and Brand New Lover. Can you name the band? And we'll play this audio real quick here.
I know it. It's on the tip of my tongue, but I got to go, Donnie. Donnie, hook me up.
All right, Donnie, can you name the band that sang You Spin Me Round Like a Record and Brand New Lover?
Ah, you need me to do it already?
Yes, I need you to hook me up, bro.
No problem. Dead or alive, it's on my playlist.
Of course it is, Donnie.
All right.
Yes, Donnie, my wild child.
All right. Well, now the lifelines have been used. Thank you, Donnie. We'll come back to you at the end here to say hi, okay?
I'm so scared. Sure.
Thank you, Donnie.
I would have never gotten that. I would have never gotten that. Thank you, Donnie, so much.
All
right. Suck it, Donnie.
No! Come for Donnie. Come for me.
All right, Donnie, let's spin the wheel.
Come on.
You got to keep spinning it for me. You got to keep.
I'll help. You got to
For some reason, my wheel has.
Finny, get off me.
Magic of radio.
Yeah, theater of the mind.
Television.
Oh, shoot.
Television is your topic.
I love TV.
Who doesn't like TV,
I
right?
I watch a lot of TV when you were.
Always.
Okay.
Quit spinning the wheel.
Now that the wheel is fixed,
the invisible
officially.
Wheel.
Okay. In 2005, who took over for Craig Kilborn on CBS's Late Late Show and held that position until 2014? CBS Late Late Show.
Was it our guy?
2014. He took over in 2005 and ended in 2014.
Oh, it's Craig. Did you say Craig Kilborn, right? Is that who? Or I'm looking for who took over for him.
Who took over for Craig Kilborn, who was our guy?
John Oliver. Final. Aisha Tyler. Final.
Unfortunately, no. The answer is Craig Ferguson.
Ferguson! Craig. When you said Kilborn, I was picturing, you know, the Irish guy.
Conan O'Brien?
No.
No, oh, okay. Craig Ferguson.
Craig Ferguson, yes.
Shoot, I love him, too.
Threw you off with the Craig Kilborn comment, looking for the other Craig.
Got it.
Craig Ferguson.
Fair enough.
All right, let's go. How about you spin the wheel, Brittany?
Ooh-cha! Yeah. Television. Yes, I love TV.
All right, here we go. The TV show The Facts of Life told the story of four students at an all-girls boarding school.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them, Natalie and Tootie, were what we might now call BFFs. But the other two lead characters would now be considered frenemies. Can you name the other two?
No, of course not. I will never do that. Janice and Jaminy.
Of course not.
I will never. That will never happen out of my mouth. I don't even know. I know 2D as preferential info. Next. No.
So we'll just end that one there.
Can I guess? For fun, Blair and Joe?
It is Blair and Joe. Nice job.
Dang it.
I bet you Donnie would have known that if you would have let me get through to my girl.
Sorry, you
Keep
already used
Keep us apart.
Donnie's in timeout.
Donnie's in timeout.
All right, Donna, okay. You want to spin the wheel?
Yes. Here I go.
You might need a bidet after that.
What did it land on?
Sorry.
Headlines.
Oh.
Okay. In 1998, Roger Maris' single-season home run record for 61 homers was broken after 37 years by what slugger? And we have a small hint.
Down the left field line. Is it enough? Gone! There it is! 62! Touch first.
I believe, I could see the guy. He's a white guy. He ended up getting in trouble for something later on down the road. I don't know if it was steroids. And then they wondered if that should have counted. And his name is Roger.
No, Roger Maris was the guy who he broke.
Whoa.
No, that's in the question.
Oh, okay.
That's in the question.
His
name is... In 1998, Roger Maris' single-season home run record was broken after 37 years, and we've got to answer...
He's a redhead. His name is Jim. He's a redhead. Come on.
I'm a millennial. Somebody... I don't know anything about sports.
Yell at the radio, and I will try to receive the information from you. His name was Jim... Craig... Damn, I don't know. Catfish, what's his face?
Catfish Hunter. No, it was not Catfish Hunter. You were correct, though. He was white. He did have red hair. Mm-hmm. And he did get caught for using steroids. So you were right on all your clues. But the name was Mark McGwire.
Thank you.
St. Louis Cardinals and Oakland A's.
Dang it.
So, unfortunately, Donna.
See, I know things.
You do.
Half-acidly.
I didn't know that. Didn't even come close, so...
You can,
but guessing he was white in baseball, I felt like was a pretty big Venn diagram.
I don't know. I was just trying
and
to
using steroids, bigger Venn diagram.
I was doing like a visual in my head. Yeah. You know, I was like, okay, he's got red hair. He's kind of a bigger guy.
It felt good.
I like where you were going to get to where you needed to. You just didn't.
I have to talk it out. I just needed about 10 more minutes.
No, yeah, we can do that for you. That make great radio.
All right, will you spin the wheel for me, Brittany?
Ha-cha!
Your last chance.
Headlines.
All right, if you can answer this correctly, Brittany, you will be our winner today. But if not, we'll have to go to the tiebreaker. Okay. In May of 1986, 6.5 million people took part in a nationwide charity event by trying to form a human chain from coast to coast. What was the name of this endeavor?
Fun fact, I was born in 1986 in May as well, and this was Hands Across America.
Boo! That's not right.
Yes, it is.
I was like,
dang it, Brittany.
Oh, millennials, let's mount up and beat everybody.
All right, Donnie, thanks for sticking with us.
At the end.
That.
Yeah, Donnie, we won.
I know, and I knew so many more of those answers.
I know. I really could have used you on the facts of life if you didn't notice.
That's all right.
Oh, man.
You take the good, you take the bad.
You the facts do. Of life?
Yep.
The facts of life?
Well, Donnie.
You kind of look like Joe.
Thank you.
You've got yourself a My Talk hat, and just stay on hold, and we'll get your information. But let's also talk to Andrea and give her a chance to give a shout out, okay?
Hi, Andrea.
Andrea, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Sorry, Andrea.
That's okay, Donna.
Would you like to give a shout out to somebody in your life?
I'll say hello to my mom, Laura, who listens every day, too.
Oh, hi, Laura.
Hey, Laura. Sorry your daughter's a loser, but...
Oh, blame it on Donna.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, it is my fault.
She
came
right.
through. Yeah. She did. All right, Andrea, have a great rest of your day. Bye.
I'm so mad! Oh, that was... I love that teammate stuff. We have the best listeners. And I'm saying
it's
we.
True.
It's the formal we.
No, we do. We do. You're part of the game.
Oh,
by the way,
so fun.
When we come back, let's go to the mailbag because we've got some follow-ups on some of the things that we were talking about. People giving us lots of information, speaking about how awesome our listeners are.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a listener in France who sent us an email. She's listening today. Who knows what time it is over there? I have no clue.
Ooh la la.
I'll check the world clock and get back to you for the final stretch of the show. Up next on My Talk. And we're back. Final stretch of the Donna and Steve show on My Talk. 107.1 Everything Entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson, who is on vacation. That is Brittany. And she is doing a great job today.
Thanks.
Fantastic.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Mail time.
All right, a couple of things. I was talking about a Drew Barrymore movie that I watched on Netflix called
The Stand-In.
Yes, which was
amazing.
Delightfully guilty.
Terrible.
It was terrible, but so delightful because I haven't seen Drew Barrymore in so long, and I just wanted to see her in something.
I'm going to watch it. Like, I definitely is going to, I'm also going to be on my phone, but I'm, you know
totally,
what I mean?
That's what I did.
Yeah.
And she's got like a very dirty mouth in this
perfect
movie. She's like a really, really angry, angry actress.
I like it.
Okay. So, Sherry sent an email and said, Donna, I couldn't believe it when I heard you say you watched The Stand-In last night, because so did I!
Weird!
Netflix must have been promoting it, because when it popped up, I felt magnetically drawn to click on it just to see if it would be any good. Totally agree, it's silly but fun. I mean, we get to see Drew Barrymore cuss like a sailor, love that. Since probably no one else in my universe knows a thing about that dumb movie. I just had to share with you. That's nice.
That's wild. Like, what a weird coincidence. And I've never even seen this on, you know, how your main page of Netflix? Because that would definitely draw my attention. And that doesn't even show up. So I don't, it's like you guys found this.
I was actually looking for the Ernest Hemingway docuseries.
Not looking very hard, may we mention.
I did watch the first episode, actually. I did make it to it eventually, and it was very good. And then we have an email from Tony regarding something that Grant was talking about earlier, the French wine frost.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She says, bonjour, Donna Brittany, and I am Grant. Grant, you're so right. It is devastating here in France. I'm in northern Burgundy. I'm a Minneapolis transplant. It is awful. Our friends in Chablis are projecting 80% loss.
Ooh.
Wow. And yeah, not only the vines, but so many fruit tree growers are, you know, are suffering a big loss since the frost came during the budding time.
Wow.
So some fruit tree growers have lost 100% already. So we're sending our thoughts and good vibes, yeah, and love to our friends in France. She says, I hope our trees come through. But for her, it's only personal consumption.
Frost is a silent killer, though. It really can, yeah, really affect things.
Devastating.
Like when I was in the golf business, if we had frost, you couldn't go walking on the grass, because if you walked on it, it would kill. It would leave a footprint of dead grass.
Yes.
So it's exactly very right. dangerous, you know, and it's sad to see that for such a big industry.
Yeah,
but this is
yeah.
happening. That's terrible.
Brittany does a fantastic fill-in job. She goes on to say, this is Tony. Hi, Tony. Thank you. I forgot to find out what time it is in France.
Our French connoisseur... That's amazing. It's just wild.
Like, she lives in France.
Like, she's so cool.
Yeah. I mean, we have a listener in China. We have listeners in New York.
Which is all over, France. Baby.
We have a listener in Turkey.
South Carolina, too. I know that there's one over in South Carolina.
We're international.
Well, yeah, baby.
We've got Daniel and Becca in Canada who listen to us. So we should have a competition, see who's the farthest.
Most international.
Yes, queen. I'm looking to see. I can't see what time it is in Paris. I only go as far as Sioux Falls.
In Patty. Only go as far as Sioux Falls. That really actually describes us well. I've got a little puppers who's gone international as well.
Oh, tell me about the puppers.
We've got this foster chihuahua that hates everyone and everything and has gone absolutely viral because of its description on its foster website, where they state that this little, his name is Prancer.
Hi,
and
buddy.
He is an obese sweater-wearing monster. And that the problem is there's just not a huge market for a neurotic, man-hating, animal-hating, children-hating dog that looks like a gremlin. And
he's not obese.
I mean, maybe for a chihuahua, I don't know, right? And then the foster parent goes on to say, I'm convinced at this point he's not a real dog, but more like a vessel for a traumatized Victorian child that now haunts our home. And she fears that this dog will be in their home forever.
Oh, probably. Way to sell it, though.
I know. Well, it's gone, but I bet you anything now. I'll have to, we'll have to follow up on this because I'll keep our, it's got, at this point, this dog has gotten to get picked up, right?
You would think. Can I tell you something about chihuahuas?
Tell me about them.
I'm terrified of chihuahuas.
Ooh. As you should be. I've been bit by probably 7 dogs in my life. I think half of those have been chihuahuas or chihuahua-esque breeds.
What is that about? And people are afraid of pit bulls? That's the real, you know...
Silent killer, except they're not silent.
I know, they're just... Why so angry?
I think there's a couple reasons. I think they're a dog that's easily abused. Like they're the type that, you know, even if it wasn't on purpose, that they get stepped on, things like that. Also, I think people don't correct small dogs because it's not as painful when you get bit.
Oh, that's it is.
But not as, you know, like life-threatening.
Yes, of course.
But even just correcting them in general, because they sneak around. Like, I got 2 massive dogs that if they even come close to me, it's, hey. You know, and they don't come towards the table. They're not going to snoop.
Yeah.
But little guy will sneak right under my legs, and then
that's
he continues
true.
To do it. And we let him do it, but not intentionally. We just don't see him. So I think that's very true that they're not getting the correction they need.
And then instead of correcting them, a lot of times people just pick them up. That's right.
Like,
I'm just going to pick them up. And then that's not actually correcting any behavior. So I've actually,
good point.
I've noticed that as well. A lot of times small dogs get away with a lot more.
And they don't like to be picked up. That's not a way to... handle a situation.
Yeah, like when people put, somebody told me that they saw a dog in a stroller, a double wide stroller, just like a small dog. It's like, no, let the dog get the exercise and walk.
But it's so cute.
It's so cute.
It needs a sweater and a baby.
and some treats from misbehaving so well.
Chubby.
Anyway, that'll do it for us today. Thank you, everybody, for the calls. Thank you for the emails. Forgot to get to our Facebook question. Maybe we'll hit it up tomorrow
in the first segment.
Brittany, thank you. We'll see you back here tomorrow, okay?
Bye.
Grant, as you were. Colleen and Bradley are coming in.